They're known as the three old guys, 70-year-old Rex Hibbert of Idaho, and Minnesotans 72-year-old Paul Dick and 65-year-old Rob Hallstrom. Hallstrom says the three friends have done a lot of long-distance snow machine racing and riding over the decades, and were looking for a new adventure.
When you think about adventure, Alaska comes up, of course, so we start talking about possibly going to Alaska, and I started looking at a map and kind of connecting some old trails and lakes and rivers and talked about how we might be able to do it.
The guys left Minnesota March 6th for the 4,500-mile trip to Alaska. Hallstrom says the first 1,000 miles were on trails, but that changed in Flin Flon, Manitoba, where the next leg followed a long abandoned cat track that required bushwhacking.
You know, cutting down trees and willows, and we had a real hard time getting through some of those stretches.
After that, Hallstrom says they rode across Lake Athabasca, down the Slave River, across Great Slave Lake, down the Mackenzie River to Inuvik, then on to Fort McPherson and through the Richardson Mountains to Old Crow.
At Old Crow, we went down the Porcupine River, about 330 miles of river travel where no one travels. So that was all breaking trail.
During the five-week Minnesota to Alaska trip, Hallstrom says they drove over a range of surfaces.
Broken ice, slush, rocks the size of grapefruits, deep powder snow, gravel roads.
Got stuck a few times.
Our record was all three snowmobiles and sleighs stuck in the slush at one time.
And suffered a few breakdowns, including successive issues this week, which forced them to end the trip a little early along the Steese Highway.
We didn't actually ride into Fairbanks, but our goal was to ride to Alaska, so we feel like that was a success.
Hallstrom says the trip was highlighted by amazing country.
No day was like the day before. I mean, every turn in the river, there would be something that would come up that made it fun and challenging.
And great people.
This following we got was totally unexpected. We made a Facebook page for our families and our friends. And I think there's like 35,000 followers now. It just went ballistic. That was really cool. And also all the First Nation people really got into it. So we would stop into a little community and they would tell us, well, you know, you're going over to this building and they got supper waiting for you. You can put your machines over here and work on your machines. This guy's got a shop. And, you know, they would have everything laid out for us and do everything they could to help us. And That just made the whole trip.
A little sore and a lot thinner, Hallstrom says the three old guys are ready to head home and rest, but suspects after a few weeks, they'll start dreaming up another adventure. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.